USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is set to hit the campaign trail for the first time since becoming commander-in-chief. On Friday, Biden will stump for former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe. Biden and McAuliffe, who have been friends for over 40 years, will appear together in Democrat stronghold Arlington, Virginia. Republican Glenn Youngkin tells supporters that a victory for him in Virginia's governor race would send a shockwave across the country. The bootleg fire in Oregon has destroyed an area half the size of Rhode Island. It was reported Thursday 40% of the fire was surrounded after burning some 70 homes, mainly cabins. At least 2,000 homes were ordered evacuated at some point during the fire, and an additional 5,000 were threatened. When the pandemic shut down sporting events to people in the stands, television networks canned artificial sounds into the video feeds. NBC has announced it does not plan on adding additional crowd noises to the Olympic Games and will air them as they actually sound during the competitions. USA Radio News.
Nothing is more important than your vote. Now, lawmakers across America are pushing for election integrity to make sure your vote really counts. All this week, Newsmax's Sean Spicer and Lindsay Keith are exposing the flaws in our voting systems and how to fix them. Make sure you watch Spicer and Company tonight on Newsmax for the real truth about your vote and how Texas, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and more are in the crosshairs. Everyone is watching Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. And you can watch Newsmax on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Plus, download the free Newsmax app on your phone and start watching now. Newsmax is your trusted news source. Every night, watch great shows, starting with Spicer & Company, Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Cortez & Pellegrino, and a lot more. Go to Newsmax for real news. Watch it today.
A number of company websites were having problems on Thursday. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A computer network outage temporarily took down a number of websites belonging to a variety of companies, including Delta Airlines and Amazon. Akamai Technologies, a cloud service and web security company based in Cambridge, Massachusetts, said it was investigating the cause of its service disruption. In addition to Delta and Amazon, Capital One, British Airways, GoDaddy, Vanguard, UPS, LastPass, AT&T, and Costco were also affected by the domain name system failure. Akamai said the outage wasn't caused by a cyber attack, but didn't detail the source of the problem. The outage caused some Delta customers to be unable to check into flights using the airline's website. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Thank you for listening, and a happy TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergenauer with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Mississippi's first female attorney general, Lynn Finch, asked the Supreme Court on Thursday to overturn the landmark abortion decision, Roe v. Wade. In the brief, the Mississippi attorney general noted that the Constitution's text does not mention abortion. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Mississippi Attorney General Lynn Finch said that her office asked the Supreme Court to review Roe v. Wade as part of its fight to defend the state's ban on abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The office filed a brief saying the landmark 1973 Supreme Court ruling failed to settle the issue of abortion once and for all. The brief said the only way to reconcile the competing interests is to return the matter to legislators, not judges. The U.S. Supreme Court in May agreed to hear Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, which challenges Mississippi's 15-week abortion ban. Mississippi's only abortion clinic sued the state after Governor Phil Bryant signed the ban into law in 2018. It made exceptions for medical emergencies and severe fetal abnormality, but not in cases of incest or rape. A federal judge in Mississippi struck down the law in late 2018, and the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld that ruling.
Border Patrol agents in Arizona apprehended nearly 200 illegal immigrants near San Miguel Wednesday morning. The agency is reporting that well over half were unaccompanied children. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.